Good day. DJ Della here with another episode here for Your True Gender Radio and Love Letters of the Submind, which broadcast every Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. here at KCSB FM 91.9 FM in Santa Barbara and streaming live at kcsb.org. This week, Santa Barbara is celebrating its 25th silver anniversary of the Santa Barbara LGBTQ Outrageous Film Festival. It's Outrageous Film Festival, November 3rd through the 5th. And with us is Queen Justine, also known as Justine Sutton. And she is the chair and director of the Outrageous Film Festival today. Say hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here. Yeah, coming up the 3rd through the 5th. It is our silver screen anniversary, we're calling it, because, you know, traditionally the 25-year anniversary is the silver anniversary, so kind of like the way that worked out. Collection of great feature films, shorts, documentaries, and almost maybe as important as the films themselves, I think, is the chance for us to come together as a community and enjoy them together, discuss them, learn things, and just see each other and build community.
You've been involved with this film festival for some time as a volunteer. I think I ran into you a couple years ago.
Yeah, and thank you. Being a stalwart volunteer, we always appreciate that, and we hope you'll be back this year. Yeah, I started on the committee in 2008 as one of the volunteers putting this event together. And over the years, have continued with it and really seen more about, like I said, how it just is such a building block of our community and important to keep it going. This year, it looked like there wasn't anyone from the past leadership who was going to be able to pick it up and move forward with it. And there was a period where we thought maybe it wasn't going to happen this year. It was a real moment for me of reflection, because I have to admit my first thought was, well, I couldn't lead it. And then there was a kind of second wave of like, well, wait a minute, maybe I could. Let me think about this. And knowing that it was coming up to be the 25th year, I just really didn't want to see it end. I thought, you know, even if we only can kind of push it through to make it happen this one more time, we need to get to that 25 years. Throw a big shout out there to Ryan Hedge, who is our programmer extraordinaire. And I had a conversation with him, and it turned out that he was feeling very dedicated to it too and didn't want to see it end. And so I thought, you know what, with him on board, because he's been doing it for a long time and he's very, very experienced and extremely competent with the programming aspect and ordering all the films and everything. So knowing that I had him on board and that he was passionate about it, I thought, okay, we can do it. So we've moved forward and we have other committee members who are helping here and there, but it's a pretty skeleton crew this year to put this together.
Well, we'll probably talk about that for another day, about why and how this got put together in haste after 24 years of pretty successful film. But, you know, it's always the stuff in the background we don't know about. But, you know, there's funding and, you know, people need energy and enthusiasm. So
yeah, exactly.
I found the last 2 years, and there was this nice man, Gray, who was kind of like one of the coordinators for the volunteers. And he says, well, welcome. He says, well, you're going to stand outside on the front steps and welcome people. And I was like, well, okay, that was challenging for me, but it was it was really great. But I have to say, it was just the most, some of the most great films, and I got to talk to filmmakers up front. It was so accessible, you know, compared to the Santa Barbara Film Festival or something else.
We're the smaller, friendlier film festival. No, not saying anything bad about the International Film Festival at all. But like you said, we're smaller, so we're more accessible.
Right.
A lot of filmmakers really enjoy coming to our festival. And so that's a big bonus for our guests, our attendees, is that they're getting to chat and, you know, mix and mingle with the filmmakers. And we do often Q&A after the films with whatever of the filmmakers or actors are able to be there. So, yeah, it really, you're right, it is a very rich experience.
Before we get into some of the films that'll be playing this weekend, it starts Thursday here at UCSB, and then it'll be downtown at the Metropolitan Theater Friday and Saturday.
Right.
Some days you've had even Sundays in the past?
Yeah, well, that's another thing that had to happen this year, is we had to sort of streamline and condense because we are working with, you know, minimal funds and minimal bodies to put it together. So that was just a judgment call that we had to make. So yeah, it used to be that it would go Thursday night opening at UCSB, which it still is this year, Friday evening, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday is what we used to do. So we did cut out the Sunday. So the downtown portion is the Friday evening and all day Saturday. And then that wraps up with our Saturday night party
That's so, always a good party. Yeah. You get to see a lot of people you know and then lots of new people.
Yeah.
People come from L.A.
Exactly.
and Ventura.
And the filmmakers, will often hang out for the party. And that's going to be at Globe, which is at 18 East Coda Street. That's a really important point because we always have put the party in very easy walking distance from the theater because we want, as soon as the films are over, we want people to be able to just sally on down the street, around the corner, and there's the party. No parking, no driving, just head on over.
Let's talk a little about what your interest, what your passion here is, why the film festival, you know, what's your background in the community?
Sure. I have a background in live performance. I've performed a lot as a dancer, done some as a storyteller. I've dabbled more recently in some stand-up comedy. But I've also always loved films. And when I moved back here, I went to UCSB, so go Gauchos. And I graduated in 88. Lived up in the Bay Area for a while. That's when I did the majority of my dancing and performing. But I moved back here in 05. That fall, a good friend of mine, a gay man, said to me, oh, we're going to go to a film of the opening night of the Gay Film Festival. Do you want to come? And I did. I loved the film. And I even more so, I just loved the atmosphere of this community all coming together and enjoying these films together. And so I went with him to that one film. And then I think I just bought a pass and stayed for the whole weekend. So that was my first exposure to this film festival. I don't think I'd really ever been around film festivals before. I liked films, but I'd not been in that context of, you know, a bunch of people coming together to just really experience the films together and feel them, bringing them closer, bringing the community closer. So I got involved. I went to it for a couple of years, and then I got involved as a volunteer. And a really nice circle, kind of bring it back around, is that my friend who first introduced me to the festival, he and his partner are sponsors this year. So they were able to make a contribution to help us with the cost of the festival. And it just was a really nice feeling to kind of come back around to, you know, hey, remember when you took me to that film festival and I fell in love with it? Well, now I'm leading it and we could use some support. And he said, sure. So anyway, that's just a little background for why it's important to me. It's important that we have this community and that we come together. Me personally, I'm bisexual. I've actually embraced more recently the term pansexual because I like that it gets rid of that binary and just embraces everything. And I know that the B is often kind of silent in the LGBTQIA alphabet. And so I'm really interested in bringing more visibility to those of us who identify as bi or in that realm. I'm also a fat woman, and I'm also partially disabled. And I'm interested in bringing visibility to all of those areas. That's not really anything to do with the film festival, but just a little bit about me and wanting to, you know, bring a voice to and visibility.
This film festival in that way brings information to the community at large about how people identify, you know, many sides of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's many sides. We can be on the street protesting, you know.
Yeah.
And we also could be at a vigil, but we can also be celebrating.
Yeah. And we can be learning. Mm-hmm. I want to share, too, that over the past several years, I have gotten such a good education and such a better and deeper understanding specifically of transgendered people and their experience. Because I have to say, it used to be that I felt supportive, but I also, many years ago, when I was sort of first embracing my kind of body positive journey, I saw it through that lens. I was like, well, why is it that people can't just be happy with the bodies that they have? Why can't we just celebrate our natural bodies? And I didn't feel any ill will, but I felt just sort of some lack of understanding. And I have to say, through several really excellent documentaries that we've shown at the Outrageous Film Festival, I have come to understand because I was able to have a window into these individuals' experience and them explaining very clearly that their body may appear one way, but they feel deep within themselves that they are the other gender. And it really got through to me. I thought, wow, I really get it now. And I appreciate that so much that, you know, if I hadn't had exposure to these films, it may not have come or it may have taken a longer time for me to get that understanding. So I really appreciate the educational aspect and the awareness that these films can bring in addition to entertainment.
Well said. I appreciate that. It, you know, gives people a broader context. who knows until you ask somebody how they identify, you know. Thursday, November 3rd, we're opening up with Forbidden, Undocumented, and Queer in Rural America. Is that correct?
Right, right. So that's, like I said, traditionally we always have the opening night of the festival at UCSB at the Multicultural Center, and that's a free screening. Sometimes in the past it's been a program of shorts or a feature. This happens to be this documentary feature. Very highly praised, very highly lauded. This is where I will let slip my dirty little secret this year of the film festival, is that I have not yet seen any of the films. I know that maybe seems crazy, but I just realized I had to focus my energies on all the logistical stuff that it takes to put it together, because I'm the one responsible for all that. So luckily, like I said, I have Ryan Hedge, who is our programmer extraordinaire, and several other committee members who have helped with that process by pre-screening films and coming to the decision of, you know, what our program will be. So I had to just leave that up to them. So I know and trust that these are all excellent films, but I unfortunately cannot give you my personal take on any of them. This particular film, though, focuses on a young man who is an undocumented immigrant in North Carolina, and sort of his journey from desperation to passion as he becomes involved in activism for social justice. So with this film, we will have a Q&A to follow with the director, Tiffany Reinard. And looking forward to that. I think it addresses, you know, several different aspects of important things that are going on these days.
Yeah, growing up gay and undocumented in North Carolina, a young man journeys from desperation to passion as he becomes an activist for social justice. Dr. Tiffany Reinard is
director.
Director,
she's
okay.
Director.
And this is a 2016 release, so pretty fresh and new.
Brand new.
Then we also have Friday, which will be down at the Metro Theater, 618 State Street.
Right, the Metro 4.
Any films you want to talk about there?
Well, we just, again, we dive into our extremely diverse slate of films. With a first film on Friday, 6:15, is called Women Who Kill, and this is a feature film. This is kind of a dark comedy set in Brooklyn, where we have a pair of true crime podcasters who are also besties and exes, who are working on cracking the case of something going on in their neighborhood. So this is set in Brooklyn. It's definitely a comedy, but, you know, as you can tell from the title, Women Who Kill, it's got a dark side to it. And I think it's kind of intriguing that it's about these two lesbians who are best friends now, but also exes, and who work together on this true crime podcast about women who kill. So just sort of a quirky noir comedy there. Oh. 8 o'clock on Friday is kind of our real centerpiece film for that evening, Political Animals. This film has been getting a huge amount of attention and critical acclaim. This is a documentary. It's about California's first openly gay legislators. So there were four women, four lesbians, who championed the anti-discrimination measures that helped move forward that area for the whole nation. So this was this film is being sponsored, co-sponsored by the Fund for Santa Barbara and Santa Barbara Women's Political Committee. There will be a Q&A after with the directors, Jonah Markowitz and Tracy Wares. So that is definitely the, like I said, the real kind of highlight of our Friday evening.
That's a good start to talk about. So Political Animals is about the first openly gay legislatures, like you said. That's interesting that the Fund for Santa Barbara is supporting that too, which is such a great organization in town.
Definitely, and we know they're all about social change.
They are.
And so knowing that we had this film coming up on the slate, they approached us and were very interested in sponsoring it and helping to promote it. So we appreciate that a lot.
Any experiences you can shine on in past Q&As when you've been volunteering? I know I've had a chance to talk to directors in person.
Yeah.
It's been really great.
Yeah, like I said, that's one aspect of our festival that I'm really proud of, is that so often we do have filmmakers and actors attending and answering questions after the films. It's definitely brought up a lot of good questions. It's brought up a lot of laughs. Sometimes unexpected things come out in a Q&A. I'm afraid I don't have any offhand stories off the top of my head, but yeah, like I said, I do believe that it's a very important aspect of our festival that we're able to offer that. It's not just sitting in a theater watching a film. It's actually having often able to have an interactive experience with those that made the film. We love that.
Well, films can be thoughtful, bring up emotions for us.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always great to have film festivals as time to go get a coffee or a snack and talk.
Yeah,
and discuss things.
I think that's, like I said, one of the most important things about a festival like this is it brings the community together and it gets people talking about the films. You know, you've got the springboard for discussion, to use the old phrase.
It was the very first thing I volunteered out in public.
Oh.
It's just a great opportunity because people are in high spirits in general.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Things are positive.
Like I said, it brings the community together, and it's, I think for a lot of people in our community, in the LGBT sub-community, it's the only time that they maybe come together. You know, it's the only time some of these folks are seeing some of these other people throughout the year is when they come together for the film festival. So that's another reason that I think it's really important that we keep it going and keep it moving forward.
Are you in need of any volunteers at this time?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for asking. We certainly are. And again, thank you for your continued support. Uh-huh. We'd love to have that. And we are so thankful for any volunteers who can step forward and help us the weekend of. Because we do need people to, like you said, stand out front and greet people, sell raffle tickets. We do a drawing at the end of the festival, so we need to be selling those tickets throughout the time there. People, you know, counting. We have little hand clickers, you know, counting people as they come in. So we do have just a variety of tasks for volunteers to do. And volunteers will then be able to go in and see that film in exchange for their time and effort. So, yeah, please do contact us on the Facebook page. Our URL, outrageousfilmfestival.org, redirects to the Facebook page. We were having a little trouble getting the website actually up and running this year. So again, another workaround, that's the best we could do. So, but you can contact us there. That takes you right to the Facebook page, and you can message us if you're interested in volunteering. That would be fantastic.
Once again, we're speaking with Queen Justine Sutton. She is the director of this 2016 Outrageous Film Festival. It'll be at Thursday, November 3rd at UCSB.
At the
Multicultural Center. And then it'll move to the Metropolitan down
Metro
on State
4.
Street. The Metro 4 on
Saturday.
Right, Friday and Saturday. That's right. We'll be seeing you down there.
Oh,
you
I'll
can
be
contact
there.
Her at?
You can contact me through the Facebook page. Like uh-huh. I said, our outrageousfilmfestival.org directs you to our Facebook page. And you can contact us there. And just really, really excited to be a part of it, excited to be moving it forward, keeping it going, and looking forward to seeing folks coming out, see films and see friends and have a good time.
Terrific. You know, I'm going to play a clip from the opening night documentary.
Oh, great.
Forbidden, Undocumented and Queer in Rural America. And just kind of a closing out. You can hang out and make comments afterwards if you'd like. But otherwise, thanks so much coming here for KCSB, Your True Gender podcast, and Love Letters is Sub Mine. And I hope you have a successful Outrageous Film Festival.
When I was little, I was enchanted by Lady Liberty. You know, I was enchanted by the story of America. Because I would always ask my teacher when I was 8 or 9 years old, I was like, teacher, what does Lady Liberty have on her notebook? Because that's what I thought it was. You know, what is written on her notebook? And my teacher told me, she said, it was, give me thy weak, give me thy poor, give me thy huddled masses yearning for freedom. And I knew that Lady Liberty was talking about my family and about my community. I just knew that in my heart, so I felt welcomed and I felt special.
My name is Moises Serrano.
My name is Moises Serrano.
So my name is Moises Serrano. And I'm queer, and I am undocumented, and I am unafraid.
The people united will never be defeated.
I can't hear you guys, come on.
The people united will never be defeated.
Si se puede,
si se puede,
si se puede.
Oye, ¿cómo va?
Bueno.
I want you to all scream and get ready for pride. You ready? 1, 2, 3, scream.
Woo! 2, 4, 6, 8. How do you know your son is straight?
What do we?
going to do about, like, marriage and stuff like that.
I graduated in 2007 from my high school. I got a small scholarship, graduated, you know, among the top of my class. And then I realized what undocumented really meant.
The community college system at that point had barred all undocumented students from even attending a community college or public university.
Right then and there, the door was shut right in my face.
All of my dreams, all of my aspirations, in one moment, gone, shattered, just like that.
I was starting to face this rhetoric of, you don't belong here. Go back to where you came from. I am 24 years old now. I've lived in North Carolina for over 22 and a half years. Go back to where?
So we played a little portion of that clip from Forbidden, Undocumented, and Queer in Rural America. Any comment?
So before we wrap up, I just really want to get a shout out there to Meishi Bernstein, who was one of the original founders of Outrageous Film Festival. And he led it for many, many years. And then once I started on the committee, he was still leading it. But then Gary Clark took it over. Gary Clark, who's with the Fund for Santa Barbara. In more recent years, Robbie Robbins. So I really just want to pay respect to those who have led it before me, kept it going, to the committee members who have helped with putting it together and programming the films, and of course to Pacific Pride Foundation, who is our umbrella organization that we function under, the Santa Barbara County Arts Commission, The Independent, Bill's Coffee Shop, Globe, and La Quinta Inns are sponsors of ours. So I just want to mention their support and thank them very much. And yeah, thanks. And come on out the weekend of November 3rd through 5th and see some great films.
All right. Go to the Facebook page, the Outrageous Film Festival.
Outrageousfilmfestival.org.
Yeah. And then you can participate by volunteering and showing up and also getting tickets.
Yeah, definitely. Let us know if you want to volunteer. Yeah. All access passes. And yeah, amazing, right? So that covers all of your entry into those film programs. And that is for, I think I want to say that's 8 full film programs. Individual tickets, though, can be purchased at the box office before each show. And those, there's a link there where you purchase those. It's actually at the Pacific Pride page. But the link is there with all of our information. So you can go right there and purchase your pass.
Well, thank you, Queen Justine. And
thank you, Della.
Once again, good luck with the film festival. I know it's going to be a great one. I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah, and we'll see you there.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks.